If you live in Louisiana, for example, just use this state as a great, as a model. If you live in a state of Louisiana, we have some of the best, most restrictive laws against killing babies. I think there's only one operating baby killing abortuarium left in the state, and that's in New Orleans. Maybe there are two. Maybe there's one in Lafayette or in Baton Rouge, but there aren't very many. There used to be dozens. But the state has, you know, you drive around the state of Louisiana, you see people with, your mama was pro-life, darling. Pro, P-R-E-A-U-X, as Cajuns would spell it. We are one of the most pro-life states. You can just drive around the city of New Orleans or any part of the state of Louisiana. You're going to see pro-life activism all over the place. We would be far more pro-life, and there would be no babies terminated or executed in this state if we actually had a 10th Amendment that was in effect and we governed ourselves. We would outlaw it. It would be outlawed. Maybe there might be an exception, the rape or incest exception, maybe a 6 or 8 week exception for those rare cases, but that I can't even imagine that, knowing what I know about our laws. My point being that if you wanted to, as Ronald Reagan used to say, vote with your feet, and look, Oklahoma, Mark Kreslin's home state or current home state, be the exact same. If you wanted to vote with your feet, where the federales could not tell you why and how and where the baby killing must continue, then Louisiana, Oklahoma, and a few other states would be sanctuary states, you might call them. Now, as long as the federales tell us that we have to, it has to remain safe and legal, and we have to do what they have to say, and we're taxed to support what's going on in New York and Virginia and other states, ladies and gentlemen, the money is fungible. There is no other alternative than to do the right thing. The right thing is, one, every legislator in the state of Louisiana, if you have a vote on it, you need to make sure that they are pro-child, pro-family, pro-child. Don't stop at this. Are you pro-life? No, pro-family, pro-child, pro-Christian living. Brother, sister, brother. That's one thing. Number two, that you carry out and practice this. Number three, that we teach children the procreative power and how it is properly applied and used to marriage, right? When we've done all that we can do in our own state, and all that we can do legally and then morally speaking, people might think, well, that's all I can do. No, that's not, because we're in cahoots with basically a continent-wide effort that's undoing what we're doing here. And we're a party to it. Even if we're just, look, we're disinterested third parties. I know, I understand the catechism. I understand that, well, God's not going to hold me accountable for it. I don't want to run that risk. And how do you know that? There are other options. And one of them, if enough states said, look, if you don't let us out and let us protect life, families, and the soon-to-be born, in the manner in which we have legislated and wished to protect them, then we're going to have to leave your silly little union. We're not going to be a part of it any longer. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even think this is a radical statement. As a matter of fact, I think anyone that disagrees with me is radical. But what happens if we secede? Then we won't have this and we won't have that. We won't have that. If it's in God's providence that we do it, then you can't worry about that. Besides the fact that this is one of the most resource-rich states, and if we were a country all by ourselves, and the entire planet.